Josh, here's what Speaker Crisafulli recently said.
If you go into a federal program like that, you will soon find out what it means to be married to Washington. And there's folks that are not in this chamber today because of that very issue. People spoke in those districts. And, we feel like Medicaid expansion isn't necessarily a very popular issue on the street.
So now when Crisafulli says Medicaid expansion is not a very popular issue on the street, he must be referring to a poll, right?
Well, Carson, we rated this one half true. And when we talked to Crisafulli's office, they didn't cite a specific poll. They actually said that he was giving an opinion here. This is how he felt about it. And we respect that. But we also respect the fact that there is empirical evidence to say how Floridians feel about this. And this issue goes back several years. Back in 2013, there were three different polls that said support among Floridians for Medicaid expansion was as high as 62 or 63%. But there was another one from 2013 from the James Madison Institute that only put support at about 30%. And we wondered why that was, why there was such a broad range there. And we talked to a couple experts that said a lot of it comes down to how you worded the question. There was a public policy polling question that one expert said was probably the most balanced that included state and federal costs and the number of people who would get health care because of it and how many new jobs it would create. And that was one of the 62% approval questions. And when they updated it this year, they focused a little more on federal funding, but they still found 58% were in favor of the expansion.
All right. South Florida Democratic Congressman Patrick Murphy announced last month he would run for Marco Rubio's U.S. Senate seat next year. The liberal wing of his party is not exactly thrilled with Murphy. Progressive activist Brooke Hines, writing in the FloridaSqueeze.com, says Murphy supports the GOP in most key votes. So, Josh, what about that? Has Murphy been caucusing with Republicans?
Well, in this case, it's a very similar issue to the last one we just talked about, but we rated this one mostly false. And that's because this one is based on just one website, progressivepunch.org. And not to take away from how they rate their things, but they have a very specific way to rate whether or not Murphy is voting the way they want them to. And part of that is that, they compare his votes to a group of 37 Democratic representatives. And we could call them the most liberal of the liberals in Congress and in the House of Representatives. And when you put it together like that, their score, which is very difficult to discern because the website is not up to date. But when you look at that, I mean, what Brooke Hines is saying in her column, that score does say that he votes with Republicans twice as much. But when we look at other sources, the Washington Post, the New York Times, Government Tracker, Ballotpedia.org, they all say that, he is a centrist. But we need to keep in mind that Murphy does vote for things that conservatives espouse. He has voted in favor of the Keystone XL pipeline. He's backed a balanced budget bill. He has voted for a farm bill that Democrats did not like as a whole. But it is not necessarily as severe as, say, Progressive Punch would say it is. So we called it mostly false.
All right. Well, resonating with our listeners, Josh Gillen with PolitiFact, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Carson.